from the heart of the district. This is Lionheart Radio.
It's on the line. We should have Del Newman. Are you there, sir?
Yes, I'm here.
Good to hear from you. Del is here to talk about his new book, A Touch from God, It's Only Rock and Roll. For the benefit of listeners, the first question, can you give a rough summary of the kind of artists that you've worked with over the course of your 30-year career?
Well, I've worked with Elton John, Paul McCartney, I'm hearing a buzz.
Yeah, sorry, there's a bit of interference our end, but please carry on.
Okay, Paul Simon, Carly Simon, Rod Stewart, Cat Stevens, Donovan, Mama Cass. Do you want any more?
It's a very impressive who's who, effectively, of rock and roll.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so you describe yourself in the book as an arranger. Again, most people won't know, but what exactly is the role of an arranger and how crucial is he or she to the recording process?
Well, I was sent tapes in the days of cassettes. I was sent tapes with a voice and a piano or a guitar, and I was asked to write an orchestral piece of music that would fit behind the vocal and the piano or the guitar. So really, if it's not a band, and if it's not just the individual with a guitar or a piano, then what I used to do was write for an orchestra, which they mixed behind the singer.
Was it quite a large orchestra? I mean, how many people would...
It could be anything from a string quartet of four to a 45-piece orchestra, yes.
Right. And you talk a little bit in the prologue about the book about... the modern cult of celebrity and how that seems to have taken the talent out of the music industry. Presumably, you have to be a very talented individual to be able to juggle all that kind of instrument.
Well, I'm not sure about that. But, I mean, the problem was, I think, a long time ago, was that Woody Guthrie was a very famous American singer-songwriter of the period in the States when it was... through a recession, and Bob Dylan, of course, was a great admirer of Woody Guthrie, and Bob Dylan, who did a similar thing in a more modern way, could write wonderful songs with three chords. And I think a lot of people in the States and elsewhere after that thought, well, he's only using three chords, I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
And the singer-songwriter was born, as opposed to Tin Pan Alley before that, where singers like Frank Sinatra sang, and people in Tin Pan Alley in New York used to write the songs.
Yeah. I suppose the big question, because a lot of people will be familiar with the artist you've worked with but won't know the name Del Newman, which is unfortunate. How is it that, having worked with all these wonderful people, you've managed to stay out of the limelight? Is it just that you're so naturally modest?
Well, I am modest, but that isn't the reason. I always look at it as if... there's a front room boy and a back room boy. And front room boys, of course, are the stars themselves because they're on television, they're on the stand in concerts, and everybody knows who they are. Back room boys are people like producers of records or CDs. That's a bit like a director of a film. Arrangers like me, managers, agents, we're all back room boys, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And the only time we get seen is if, for example, with Cat Stevens, we did a world tour, 4 months it took. And then I would conduct an orchestra for all the shows, and then people would actually see who you are, but mostly they saw you the back of your head, you see, because you were conducting an orchestra.
Yeah, I mean, we'll be coming on to Cat Stevens in a couple of minutes, but let's turn our attention specifically to the book. It's a very good book, I must say.
Did you like it?
Yes, I did very much. But it's kind of styled, it's not so much an autobiography as like a kind of loose collection of anecdotes.
Well, it isn't really a biography at all. It's a memoir.
Yeah.
I just took a trip down memory lane and wrote the book for my children. And then eventually when I finished the manuscript, I showed it to them and they threw it in the basket and weren't interested. And somebody suggested that I send the manuscript to a publisher, and luckily Apex were interested, and that's why the book exists.
So is this the kind of book that you could read in one sitting, or is it not designed for that?
Well, it's a book that I haven't kept a diary, you see, and 35 years is a long time. So it was just, I started writing it with the idea of having various artists as chapters. Sometimes there was more than one artist in a chapter. And it's a book where I think you can, originally I thought it was going to be in paperback, but luckily they put it, first of all, in hardback. I think it's a book where you can delve in and out. I mean, every chapter has the name in the front of the artist or artists, and you can just go from... It isn't a continuous story, you see. You can go from one chapter to another depending on who you want to find out something about.
Yeah, I mean, I, again, we'll be talking about a couple of the artists in detail if we have the chance, but the book's called A Touch from God. And although it isn't prominent in many of the anecdotes you talk about, is there kind of a... Do you think there is a spiritual dimension to music making? Is it...
Not only do I think that, but I think there's a spiritual dimension in any kind of creation. I mean, we're living in a time when destruction seems to be the main thing that's happening all over the world, with wars and God knows what. So I just feel that anybody, and we all have this capability, anybody who has... the imagination to create something, whether it's a chair or a being kind to people or writing music or painting or whatever, I think this is all the best of us inside us. And the reason for the title is because I once went to Rome for a month and stayed 3 years. And when I went into the Vatican, I looked at the ceiling and saw Michelangelo's wonderful painting there, and in the center of it all is God giving man life, and the two fingers that are touching.
Yes, I'm familiar with the Sistine Chapel, yes.
And that gave me an idea for the title, because I think the very best of us is when we are positive and when we create things, and musicians and sculptors and playwrights and anybody, carpenters, bathroom people, we all create something, and I think that's when we're the nearest to any spirituality.
That's absolutely fascinating. There's a quote, we talked a little bit about Cat Stevens before, and there's a quote from his section of the book, which I'd just like to read out for people listening in. You say, "The beauty of being a freelance musician was that you never were tied to one group of people, and you could choose with whom you worked or socialized and for how long." Now, for people listening in, that sounds like a remarkable lifestyle. And what was it about the idea of being kind of freelance that attracted you?
Well, it was the social aspect that really attracted me. I mean, obviously, I've been studying music since I was a child, so that goes without saying, the music attracted me. And obviously, I was attracted by the people that I worked for. But I really enjoyed the social bit, in making lots of friends and traveling, and the whole idiom, actually, of entertaining. I mean, there's some marvelous people in the entertainment field, in all aspects of it. In music, you've got the roadies, you've got the sound men, you've got the musicians that are not on the stage, but are in the pit, for example, in a theatre, and dancers on the stage. All of these people are giving their best, and I found that absolutely exciting all the time.
Mm. What was it like to work with the Beatles?
With?
The Beatles.
With people?
With the Beatles, because I understand you worked with George Harrison.
I didn't work with them all. I worked with Paul, and I worked with George Harrison. And, well, I mean, the Beatles speak for themselves. What can I say? They were probably one of the greatest successful bands ever, time and place. I mean, there'll never be another Beatles. And they had great talent. And it was an honour and a privilege to be asked to do something with them, you know.
And when you, sorry if I just interrupted you, when you worked with these individual musicians and you talk about socialising with them, in most cases, did you keep up the contact with them? Like, after you'd worked with George Harrison on his album, would you see each other again socially, or was it simply as the work allowed?
Well, that varied. There are people that I see now, or telephone now, or I telephone by now, that I've known since 1970. It depends on the relationship, and also it depends on distance, you know. At the moment, I'm living in West Wales, so it's not as easy to see people in southeast England as it was. But I still phone, and are phoned by, some of the people that I worked with. And other, obviously the Americans, half the book's got Americans in, and only a couple of those do I keep in contact with on the phone. But it, distance is the thing, really, and that's all I can say about that.
Right. Just to wrap this up, and thanks very much for joining us, you talked about in the back cover of the book, there's something about now that you've retired, you've gone back to composing, in inverted commas, serious music.
Yes.
What exactly do you mean by that?
Well, serious music for me is extended music. It's not a comment on that popular music isn't serious. It's the question of, if I've just spent 9 months writing a requiem. Now, there's about 1,100 bars of music, which is thousands of notes, you know. And that isn't exactly the same sort of thing as writing a 3-minute song.
So will we be able to hear this requiem at some point? Is it going to be performed? Is the requiem going to be performed at some point?
I hope so. I hope. I'm putting it out on Sibelius, you know, .com, and I'm hoping that somebody somewhere in the world will click onto it and like it and maybe want to do it, yes. Yeah.
Right. Well, Del Neumann, the book is A Touch from God, It's Only Rock and Roll, which is now available via Amazon and elsewhere. Thank you very much for joining us on the programme.
Well, thank you very much for asking me, and I really enjoyed it.
You're very welcome. Talk
Bye.
To you soon. Bye now. The wonderful and charismatic Del Neumann talking about his book.
Lionheart Radio, the voice of Northumberland.